Tuesday, February 2, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon DeRehove. Making headlines today. Diversified miner Anglo-American CEO Cynthia Carroll says that the company will dispose of more entities in 2010 as the company continues to focus on attractive commodities. Carroll says that Anglo has realized $2.4 billion last year from the disposal of assets that weren't seen as being part of the company's long-term future. She says that Anglo is in great shape to take advantage of the upturn. On the challenges facing the mining industry, she says that world primary energy demand is projected to increase by more than 50% in the next 25 years, which means that reliable, abundant, cost-competitive and secure energy supplies will be vital and critical to long-term investment decisions. South African Mineral Resources Minister Susan Shabangu has reiterated that the nationalisation of the country's mining sector isn't a government policy and won't be adopted as such in the foreseeable future. Shabangu's rejection of nationalisation of the mines comes on the back of comments by African National Congress Youth League leader Julius Malema, who had been pushing for mines to be put in the state's hands. The ANCYL envisages a South Africa where the state owns 60% of all mines. Shabangu says that the nationalisation of the mining sector isn't a strategic imperative for the ANC. Also making headlines, China's leading steel mills begin talks in Singapore with the three big global miners on 2010 contract iron ore prices. A large rare earth mine may be developed in Greenland. The 507-carat white diamond that Petrick Diamonds recovered in South Africa in September has been named the Cullinan Heritage. And Xstrata reaches a tentative deal with Sudbury workers, averting a possible strike. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.